The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
After the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up and took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus, the ruling over Judea, in the palace of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in the town of Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He will be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord.
May the works that I've done speak for me. May the life that I live speak for me. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen.
Amen.
I was born and raised in Germany, southern Germany. Snow every winter. Let me just say, I do not like the cold.
Amen.
That's why I live in Arizona. So, my daughter was born December 1st of 94. At that time, my wife and I had a 110-pound Labrador Retriever. A big dog. Beautiful dog. I have a fond memory of sometime that fall of the dog and I, under the blankets on the bed, shivering, whilst my wife lay on top of the sheets complaining about being hot. She was pregnant at the time. So, I cannot imagine waking up 18 months later, ironically when she was pregnant with our son, and telling my wife, "Grab the dog and the baby," priorities, "we've got to leave." And not just leave, but walk across the border to Mexico. Trying to explain to her as we're packing that an angel came to me in a dream and said, "Get out of town now." That would have been a long night. There were several angelic dreams in the period leading up to that bucolic manger scene of Jesus' birth in the manger. Bucolic. That was almost the word of the day, bucolic. I thought about that. So today's gospel has this transition from the nativity and the gentle sounds of animals, barn animals in the background, to Herod raging in Jerusalem. From that scene in Bethlehem to shadows of fear and violence, the Christmas scene that Matthew paints is not Norman Rockwell. It's flight and it's danger. And it's the sobering reality that the world is not ready for the Prince of Peace. An angel appears to Joseph in a dream and says, "Get up, take the child, his mother, and flee to Egypt." Joseph's been through a lot in the past year, and now this. Mary and Joseph must protect their baby, must protect Christ in our world. They become refugees, crossing borders for safety. God has come among us, and we immediately are trying to kill him. There are similarities between Jesus' earliest days and the history of Israel. Israel once found refuge in Egypt, as Jesus now does. The Holy Family becomes part of the long human history of displacement. And though Herod sought to destroy prophecy, God works through history in ways that tyrants cannot see. Out of Egypt, I have called my son. Even this exile becomes part of our redemption, part of prophecy. Matthew reminds us that God's joy enters a wounded world. Christmas time is God's decision to enter it. Herod the Great was known from many sources, not just scriptures, for his paranoia and his political brutality. He executed members of his own family for disloyalty. The idea that he would slaughter others' children to protect his own power is consistent. Matthew is not exaggerating. He's showing us the world that Jesus entered. Herod's violence is not far from us today. There are children being displaced by war now, families seeking safety, migrants crossing borders, deserts, and seas, still sleeping in barns with the cows and the sheep. Christ is among us, in those who leave their homes in hopes to survive, who wait at the borders, who hope for freedom. Jesus tells us, "What you do to the least of these, you do to me." We cannot honor the Christ child in Bethlehem without seeing him in every child whose life is threatened, every refugee family seeking hope, every person forced to flee danger. To follow Christ means making room for those who have no room, who must sleep with the animals in the barn. God didn't wait for the world to be safe to enter it. God came into the world to save it. He is Emmanuel. God is with us. In the joy of Christmas morning and in the darkness of human fear, God is with us. And nothing, not Herod's violence, not exile, can stop the light that is coming into the world. History and Matthew also tell us that Herod dies. Every tyrant eventually does. Awakened from yet another dream, Joseph packs a bag. Sometimes holiness looks simply like doing what love requires in that moment, protecting, caring, sheltering. Herod dies. God's will, God's love lives. The manger that fled into Egypt becomes the cross that redeems the world. The angel's command comes at night. This isn't the time to plan carefully. Joseph must act. The Holy Family leaves under cover of darkness, like many families throughout history, forced to flee in fear. When Joseph leaves Egypt, he takes Jesus to Nazareth. When we feel uncertain, unsafe, or uprooted, we can pray. And we should all pray frequently, genuinely. We can know that Christ has already been there. Through Christ, God understands from the inside what it means to be vulnerable. The Son of God subjected himself not only to birth, but to political vulnerability, forced movement, and foreign shelter. Christians can see this as a sign of Christ's identification with humanity, not in abstract terms, but as a lived human experience. Again, God did not come into the world sheltered from its hardships. Matthew doesn't protect us from grief, but rather gives a voice to perceived sorrow. Because faith is not pretending that everything is fine. Faith is letting God enter the places that are not fine. If we want to walk with Christ at Christmas, we must make room for those who have no room. Refugees, displaced people, those on the margins of society right here at home. We worship a Savior who needed shelter. Our hospitality can become our discipleship. Birth at Christmas is not God avoiding the world's pain. It's God entering it. This is defining compassion in a fragile human baby. We should be a people who recognize Christ and the refugees of our own time. May we have the courage of Joseph, the compassion of Mary, and the faith and hope of history that remembers, even in the darkness, God is with us. Amen.